Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wonderful Wheel of Life and another international transmission of You Can't See Us with Starfire and Charlie.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right, bitches.
We're back.
We are back.
Some of us.
Yeah, Charlie's left the state of Texas.
Charlie's nowhere to be found. Not only can we not see him,
we can't find him.
It would be impossible to touch him unless we got on an airplane.
He's not available currently, but I'm your host, Starfire, here with our good friend, Big Dan, Crazy Larry. What name would you like to go by today?
I don't care. I mean, there's so many good ones. Just whatever you want to call me. Let's go with Big Dan. I like Big Dan.
Big Dan? Big yeah. Dan's good.
Big Dan's fun.
So what's been going on, Big Dan? How have you been? Tell us about things.
I've been good. I'm still in search of the mighty dollar. The job search is still happening.
Yeah.
But I'm narrowing it down, you know. I'm zoning it in.
Right. You're just you're deciding your options.
I'm digging through the options, seeing what's good for me, what's...
Right, yeah. You can't take all those jobs that are out there.
I don't want all of them. I just need one.
You can only take one. So.
I only have time for one, you know, part-time job, as a matter of fact. And
yeah, I can understand where that could be difficult, trying to decide which one.
And Denton is just, it's full.
Right, there's so many jobs.
It's full of job opportunity. That, you know, I'm just having trouble deciding which one is the one for me. But I'm getting there, so.
Yeah, well, that's good. Denton is a growing city, a growing...
Metropolis.
Metropolis, yeah, it's...
And you know what? I just like it here, you know?
Good, I'm glad you like it here.
I didn't know if I would or not. I moved here about 2 months ago today, actually.
Has it been 2 months?
It's my two-month anniversary.
Goodness.
I think we podcasted on the day that I moved here.
I think we did.
I was extra sick and...
Oh, yeah. You're feeling better, though, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah,
so, good.
Totally, yeah. I've had lots of recuperation.
Yeah, well, you know, the weather's starting to change now, so it's...
I'm liking it, man.
Denton has become a more comfortable place now.
Yeah, it's nice to live here and feel the breeze and see the... See the trees moving a little and stuff. How have you been actually since?
I've been great. I've had this whole week off from teaching guitar lessons, so I'm just hanging around, being a bum, cooking dinner for my wife. You know,
that's so much fun. You're a good cook.
You had the vegan chili last night.
Yeah, it was delicious.
What'd you think? You liked it?
I liked it enough to eat three bowls of it.
yeah, it's good. It's a lot of beans, but a lot of fiber.
I am a fan of the fiber.
It's actually good for you. It's healthy, you know.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm hoping that you're going to be cooking a lot more. For friends, you know, in the future.
Oh, yeah. I love cooking a big old pot of something and having people over. Like I told you about my lentil soup. That's probably the next big thing we're going to do, lentil soup.
I'm excited.
We'll have the recipe online for you folks, so you can go there, check it out, and make your own.
See what we're talking about.
Yeah, make your own lentil soup and see what all the hubbub is about.
Yeah, so this is pretty fun, but there's obviously a void.
yeah, you know, Charlie's not here, so he's...
There's no one in the back being like, or like, saying bitches really loud.
Yeah, we'll give Charlie a call here in a minute, and we'll see.
That sounds good.
We'll see what he's up to.
I wonder if he's going to answer. We should call E.T. as well.
Yeah, E.T. is also, we failed to mention that, E.T. is also out of the state. He has made his way up to Oklahoma and then over to Nashville for a bit, and I think he's back in Oklahoma, and he's just kind of all around the country right now.
Yeah, he's a traveler. He's a traveling man.
Yeah, I think he went to the Bluegrass Awards in Nashville or something like that.
He said he was at the Station Inn, which is this really cool little club. Have you ever been there?
No, but I have, an Old Crow Medicine Show record, like one of their first albums that was live at the Station Inn.
No shit. That's wild, man. Yeah, it's super cool. If you ever go to Nashville, go to the Station Inn. My friend Alan lives there. I'm sure there's lots of awesome places to go, but when I was there, that was the one that I was really bowled over by.
Yeah. So did you live in Nashville, or are you just just hanging out there?
I just went there for a week. A friend of my mom's from high school had moved there like a long time ago to play pedal steel. He actually got hired by Willie Nelson, who took him up to Nashville, and he was playing with him before he, you know, started growing his hair out and becoming the Willie we know and love today.
Right.
But he also...
Before the marijuana got a hold of him?
Before he started smoking the ganja. And then he went on to play with Ernest Tubb and Farron Young. He actually has a badge, Farron Young, they called him the sheriff, you know?
Yeah.
And he had his deputies, and Skip, his name's Skip Jackson, he was a deputy, and he still has his badge.
Wow.
And we went to the one of the Ernest Tubb record stores there in Nashville, the one out kind of by the Grand Ole Opry.
I don't know much about Nashville.
But. You know, I don't either. I'm telling you what I know now. And so we went in there, and... You know, they have Ernest Tubb's tour bus in there, and they have this little thing, glass case with all of the deputies' badges in there, except for Skip's. And he's like, you know, they asked me, they wanted me to give up my badge. I said, nope, man, you're not getting my badge. You know, I'm keeping that thing. And then we went to he was really into what he did, and we went to Texas.
Pedal steel, right?
That's pedal steel, yeah. like a boss. I mean.
Yeah, that's like not easy to do. That's you got to respect someone who can tear it up on the.
And he could tear it up. I mean, I was impressed to say the least. But we went to the Hall of Fame there in Nashville, and there's this tacky room there with everyone who's in the Hall of Fame. Like they have their face on this plaque thing, and it's really kind of tacky. The room is so gross. And
is it like drawn by like a street artist?
No, it's kind of
thing?
Like
a big head, little body kind
of
thing.
It's like a copper plate thing. Like, you know, in Empire Strikes Back, whenever Han Solo is frozen.
In carbonite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Carbonite.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, you know.
So it's like they've frozen country legends in carbonite.
Yes.
Do they have a look of terror on their face?
I mean, some of them did. Yeah. Some of them did.
Okay. You got to keep it real.
But I don't think they were actually frozen in carbonite. If so, that they'd also been shrunken, you know. These were like shrunken heads captured in carbonite. But he got to Farron Young's, and he just started crying, and I was just like, this is heavy. I'm going to go look at Elvis's Cadillac again. I'm going to go watch some hee-haw up there on the hee-haw display.
Somewhere, Jabba the Hutt is waiting for Farron Young encased in carbonite to arrive.
I think so, man. I mean... It was crazy, but that was a fun time. But which brings me back to the Station Inn. I actually met Billy Walker there. I don't know if you know who Billy Walker
no,
is.
No, tell me who Billy Walker
He's
is.
He's an old country and western music singer. He was around probably, I don't know if he was in the 50s, but definitely 60s, 70s. He had sweet like hair that looked like it was made of plastic, like it never changed. And
I've got to listen to Billy Walker.
He was like a man child, if you will.
But is he good?
He's good. He's got a certain, he's got a unique voice. I bet you would recognize him if you heard or saw him.
Okay.
But he introduced himself to me, and I was so blown away by that, by his friendliness. And
just good old Billy Walker there.
But he also died recently in a car wreck with a bunch of family members. They were like touring in a van, and they had a van wreck and died.
That's tragic.
It is tragic. I mean...
I hate to hear things like that, man. Cause
I do too. I mean,
you know, that's one thing about being a traveling musician out on the road is people don't think about that being dangerous, but
it's totally dangerous.
It is. Just the number of hours you're on a highway,
yeah,
just ups your chances
in
shit to happen.
And most people are just riding around in a shitty van that probably doesn't even have like insurance or.
Oh yeah,
right.
Man.
I mean, I did it. You know, we my old band did that. And
fuck yeah, we hit a deer one time when I first joined Charlie's band. We hit a deer, and I got fucking. I was just eating my food from the gig that we had just played. We were driving home. I think we played like New Braunfels, and we're driving somewhere. It was like on Purgatory Road or somewhere, you know, where it's dark and there's deer. We fucking hit this deer. And a speaker stand comes from the back of the van and whacks me in the back of the head.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah. You know, that. And I thought that was as bad as it could get until we were hit by a drunk driver and San Angelo, and you know,
you get hit by a drunk driver in San Angelo.
Yeah, did you not hear about that?
No, holy shit.
Yeah, so man, this was like 6 months ago or more. This was like in February. Charlie and I played an acoustic gig down in San Angelo, and you know, we play the gig, and after the gig, I'm hanging out playing harmonica on the street corner because drunk people are giving me like $1 bills and shit.
Oh yeah.
You know, one of those things. We were having a good time, but we weren't like drunk or anything. We played a short gig. We had to pay for our beer, so it wasn't like, you know, we were
drunk,
drinking a lot of beer. And so we go to get some Taco Bell after the gig. We drive like, I don't know, not very far. This was all within downtown San Angelo. And we're coming back to the gig to pick up our guitars and go to the hotel and go to sleep. And next thing I know is I wake up and I thought it was raining, and Charlie's like, oh, fuck. And we had been hit by a car. Like, I was knocked unconscious. And
no way.
Yeah. Charlie thought I was dead. He slapped me in the face to wake me up.
Wow.
Yeah.
He didn't perform CPR.
No. Well, I mean, I was just out, and then he, like, looked over Starfire, and he was, like, slapping me, you know, because
yeah.
He thought I was gone. So we got hit pretty hard, and dude ran a red light, but.
Dang.
Yeah, like, I didn't know what was going on, you know. I was kind of in and out of consciousness, but next thing I know, though, I wake up in the hospital, and the dude who hit us is in the hospital bed next to me.
Wow.
And he's, like, there are cops talking to him and shit, and then when the cops leave, he's, like, hey, man, you didn't see me driving that car, did you? And, like, you didn't smell any pot, and, like, you know, all this shit, like.
No way.
He was seriously fucked up and trying to get out of it, yeah.
Wow, was he an asshole?
He was just wasted.
Yeah.
Completely wasted.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was his, like, third or fourth DUI.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I thought you could only have, like, three.
I think it was his third, like, third big one. I think he might have had some other thing before. I don't know, but.
Well, after three DUIs or DWIs, you're like, that's it.
Especially, like, running a light and with an accident. And I mean, we got lucky, you know. We were in a pretty new car.
Mm-hmm.
That had side airbags and shit, so.
Oh, man, that's insane.
Yeah, and of course the dude didn't have any insurance.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
But the car we were in had good insurance, so.
That's good, yeah. like a good neighbor.
Exactly.
State Farm was there.
Yeah, I think it was actually State Farm that took care of us. They were great neighbors.
Well, way to go, State Farm. That's pretty cool, man. That's. Yeah, I mean.
But that kind of shit really opens your eyes to the dangers, you know, just. And that's just driving around in a downtown in a small town.
Yeah, San Angelo, I mean.
You wouldn't think shit would happen there.
Ain't nothing to it. I mean.
Yeah.
But people here drive like dicks on fire. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I got a hot rod car and a cowboy suit, and I really do get around. I got a little black book and the gals look cute. And I know the name of every spot in town. I want to find them, fool them, leave them, and let them do the same to me. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory.
When you're sitting down to a heaping, helping tofu tacos, and you're looking for something to really spice it up, reach for the Starfire hot sauce, made by hippie hands with plenty of homegrown habanero peppers. Starfire hot sauce. It's burn your asshole good.
And now for the question segment of the podcast.
Question. So you got some questions on your Twitter, right?
I have one question. I actually had two questions. A certain girl asked me if I was going to watch the Rangers game.
Are you going to watch the Rangers? You're wearing a Braves baseball t-shirt right now.
So. I am wearing a Braves shirt right now.
So is that a no with the Rangers game?
Well, I don't have TV, so I would have to go to a bar to watch it. So probably not. You know, I'll probably just read about it in the funny papers.
And the other question was the Batman question, right?
Yes, let me find that real fast. Jesus, just off Chicago. All right. If still podcasting, Mr. Dave Martinez asks, if still podcasting, best and worst actors to play Batman. and the worst actor to be a Batman villain.
Okay, so I forgot about the part about Batman that was worst actor. Because best actor to play Batman is obvious.
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
100%.
Hands down.
Christian Bale. The thing with these new Batman movies is, like, I don't even care about Batman. Like, I saw the last one because Heath Ledger was, like, fucking amazing in it.
Yeah, he was good.
And now I want to see the new one to see Bane. I don't care about Christian Bale. I think he's not that great, actually.
His attempt at the Batman voice is very funny.
Why do you want to kill me?
That's it. It's really funny. Yeah. You know, like, Michael Keaton had it down. And who are the other? Val Kilmer and...
George Clooney.
They were all right, you know, but...
I think who's the worst, man? I mean, who's the worst Batman?
We can't forget about Adam West.
Adam West is Batman.
Yeah, I mean he's up there.
He's Batman.
I still think Michael Keaton was a better Batman than Adam West. But Adam West might possibly be more iconic.
Yeah.
In his Batman essence.
Yeah. I mean, Michael Keaton just, he hit it out of the park. He knocked it out of the park.
You know, like, even with the comic books, there's different Batmans, right? There's, like, the kind of more cartoonish Batman, and then there's the more dark,
super dark.
And so they kind of portray those different sides.
Yeah, yeah. I have a friend in Lubbock, and he is he's a really cool guy. He would be the one to ask this question too, because he is obsessed with Batman. He lives in this really nice house, and he's got this whole room dedicated to Batman stuff.
Does he call it the Batcave?
His Batman to him, no, he doesn't actually. It's you know, it feels like the library in Wayne Manor, if you will.
That's nice.
Actually has the sliding ladders.
No shit.
Yeah, man, this dude is he works in the medical field, and he's got some money and stuff, but he has this really cool Batman collection.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. He let me come over one day, and he has just collections of shit. You know, he has every DVD that Criterion Collection's ever put out. Every time they put a new one out, he's just like, he's even watched them all. He just collects these things. And he's got a ton of records, you know, some badass stereo that he listens to records on. He has a Batman pinball machine from, like, The Dark Knight.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he's devoted. This is what he does. He goes to work. He, has a wife and a kid, and he...
I bet his wife calls that room the Batcave.
I bet she does. I bet she calls it the Batcave. I don't think she's allowed in there.
Wow, that's some serious Batman dedication right there.
He's dedicated, man. He's got a Batman suit. I mean, he's got the full-fledged, really? the costume. Yeah, the real deal.
That is hardcore. Is it movie quality?
It is movie quality.
Wow.
He doesn't skimp on things like this, you know?
Wow, so it's not the molded plastic came
off. No. It's got, like,
because I've got one of those.
It probably costs him a couple $1,000s.
Shit, that is movie quality.
He's the real deal, man, and he's cool as shit.
Does he have a Batmobile?
No, he doesn't have a Batmobile.
Does he at least have, like, a black Corvette or something that has...
No, he doesn't.
Maybe a blowtorch on the back of it?
No, I don't think that's so important to him as the little things in life. You know what I mean?
Right, like a movie-quality Batman.
I remember when the Michael Keaton, the Tim Burton movie came out, and they had the black Batman figurine, and I wanted that so bad. I wanted it so bad. And you just couldn't find it anywhere because people were just buying them up, you know, because it was like a new Batman. And
right. Everybody wanted it.
And I wanted all those toys, man. I wanted every single one of them. And I just couldn't see that it was a waste of money. You know? But I got some of them.
But do you still have them?
I do, man. I do.
Do you have the original packaging?
No, I took them out, man. I played with my toys.
Yeah. Well, that's why in your... your 8-year-old wisdom, or however old you were, you should have seen that maybe I should buy a duplicate and keep this one in the package, because years later there will be something called eBay and I can sell this shit and make some money.
You know, had I known about eBay in 1989, I would have I would have put a lot of things, or I wouldn't have taken a lot of things out of their packages. Like I found my Clark Kent figurine.
Yeah,
that was very special. You could only get it through mail order with a certain amount of proofs of purchase from
the
DC figurine boxes. You know.
Yeah.
And I have this special G.I. Joe figurine that was totally custom made to your specs that I found, but I don't have any of the packaging or anything with it. So it's like.
They custom make G.I. Joes?
Well, they did this one. He was like
They just custom made one for you?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, for everyone. I mean, and I was like the biggest G.I. Joe collector in the world. I had every G.I. Joe that you could imagine having. My parents were cool and they...
Would they custom make like the disgruntled vet with a joint hanging out of his mouth?
You know, I don't think that there was one. They had Sergeant Slaughter, but he didn't have a joint hanging out of his mouth. These were not behind the scenes figurines.
So they weren't the real American heroes.
They were slight American hero. Behind the scenes figurines. I think that's what we need to make.
Behind the scenes figurines. That could be a smash hit right there.
It should be a smash hit.
That's a big idea, you know.
Yeah, those are the only kind I have.
Patent pending to all you motherfuckers out there in podcast land. This podcast is time stamped.
Sometimes I forget that people actually listen to this, and I give up gold like that. And
oh yeah, there are tens of dozens of people.
Well, that's better than none, you know.
Yeah. I don't think we've had you on the podcast since the tragic breakup of R.A.M.
It was a week ago, a week and 2 days ago, actually. I'll never forget that day.
So how are you doing since this has happened? Are you okay?
I'm doing okay. I'm obviously the biggest R.A.M. fan that you'll ever meet. And it was a sad thing, man. I mean, I broke down. I quit my job that day. I was on my way to work and... I read someone sent that to me, and I just flipped out. And I was driving, and it wasn't good. I mean, I didn't accept it. You know, I didn't want to.
Did someone text you that?
Yeah, someone posted it on my Facebook wall or whatever.
Now that's thoughtless. They should make sure that you're sitting down, that you're not driving.
Right. Yeah.
You could have harmed someone.
I could have harmed myself. I mean. It was a big deal to me, man. I mean, it really was.
I know, man. These things, like, some people think it's crazy, but bands do affect you in a very personal way.
Yeah, I mean, especially this one I've been listening to my entire life. I have two tattoos. I moved to the town where they're from. You know, I really wanted to dig in and know all that I could about them, and I still... do, and I love them, and I'm always reading about them and always listening to their music, and I always will, and it's gonna be okay. I'm really glad that they are all just moving on, and their last album was great.
Are they gonna do, like, is Michael Stipe gonna do a solo record or something?
I don't know. He did take to his Tumblr account and show the world his penis the other day, so, but I did not
really?
Look, I did not look at it. I swear to God, I didn't look. Like, I saw...
What was that? Why did he show his penis?
I don't know, man. Maybe
he was like, all right, the band's broke up here. Everybody look at my dick.
Check out my dick. It's, it's rad. I don't know, man. I didn't check it out because I have no interest in seeing a dick, no matter whose it is. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Have you seen the guy who ties a cinder block around his dick and, like, swings it around and shit?
Oh,
he's,
yeah.
Like, lives in India or something?
No, have you ever heard of the Jim Rose Circus Sideshow?
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, research them. There's a guy in the...
Is there some amazing dick stretching going
definitely.
On?
Definitely. There's a guy, his name's Mr. Lifto. And he lifts things with his dick and his nipples and just everything, you know.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that shit, too. That shit's just crazy. I mean, you got to really... work up to that. You can't just decide, oh, I'm going to pierce my nipple and I'm going to lift this fucking bowling ball. Like, you got to, like, prepare yourself for
that
shit.
Yeah, that's
going to be some training.
I don't want to do that ever, you know? I don't want to be that guy. So I'm thankful for the Mr. Liftos of the world, you know?
You never know, Big Dan. You could wake up tomorrow lifting bowling balls with your nipples. You never know.
Well, you know, not unless I have to, but I take comfort in knowing that Mr. Lifto's out there. Just the Mr. Lifto's of the world. He's kind of like the dude, you know.
Mr. Lifto. Big Dan Lifto. There could be a market out there for you.
The dick abides.
I came home to face what we faced. This place needs me here to start. This place is the beat of my heart. Oh my heart, oh my heart.
All right, we're going to see if we can get Mr. Eric Tarr on the line here. Yeah, let's see what old E.T. is up to.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, man?
Nothing, what you doing?
Me and Big Dan are just sitting here podcasting.
Right on, right on.
We thought we'd call and see how your little vacation's going. What's been going on with you?
Well, I've just been playing my new Martin.
Oh, yeah, so you got a new guitar.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Tell us about that. That new D whatever.
Well, it's a very. I bought something I couldn't afford, but I don't care. So
it's one of them deals.
Yeah, it's one of those deals. I just couldn't pass it up. Is Big Dan there? What's up, Big Dan? Come on.
What's up? I'm testify, man. I've been here since the beginning.
Hey, Ryan, talk to me about it.
Well, I heard you got this guitar. I'm pretty stoked for you. I can't wait to lay my hands on it.
Yeah, it's a. Yeah, Martin Herringbone D28, man, a vintage one. Let's see. Well, what it was is what I was told is when they come out with them, or they was going to redo them, they were based off of a 1934 Herringbone, and they had Martin had 10 luthiers build, their version or whatever of the 34, and this is one of the 10.
Right.
So they only made 10 of them?
Well, they were like prototypes, and then, you know, of course, now they're mass-produced, you know, so...
What year was that guitar made?
Oh, let me see. I remember when he got it brand new, and it was over 20 years ago, or when he got it, you know, when he got it from Nashville, it was like 20 years ago. So
this is a buddy of yours, a friend of yours.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, and, you know, on the bluegrass trail, so it's got some, it's got a lot of character.
Yeah.
A lot of scratches and things, whatnots, and what have you. It's a lot of facets.
Are you holding it right now?
Oh, yeah, I am holding it right now.
Well, why don't you play a little lick for us?
Let me see. I don't know how to play. I've been trying a bluegrass thing, but it ain't working.
Sounds pretty good through that iPhone.
Yeah.
Sounds great,
yeah.
Man.
Well, thanks. That's a bad boy.
Yeah, man. What's it look like? What's the color and the finish? I mean,
It's a spruce top.
Just natural.
Yeah, and it's turned a nice yellow from all the ballrooms and the festivals and what have you. And, but it's aged really well.
And then you said it's herringbone, like around the edge of it, right?
Yes, sir. And it's got the old Butterbean tuners on it. And,
oh, nice. Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah. It's a machine. I've been trying to get it for 20 years, man, and I finally got it. So.
Well, shit, man.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I know it's not a... It's not that it doesn't mean that much to anybody else, but to me, it's like I've been trying to get this guitar forever.
Yeah, man. It's
ever since I started playing.
That's badass, man. I'm happy for you.
So how was Nashville? What was going on in Nashville?
The IBNA, the Bluegrass Awards deal.
Okay, yeah.
I took my friend Ricky Morton, the guy I bought the guitar from, up there for his last. They had a couple showcases with his band up there. So I went up there, but I didn't go to any of those showcases. I've seen the kid play 100 times. I went to the Time Jumpers, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Larry was telling me about this. And so the Time Jumpers, let me hear about it. Vince Gill was there?
Yeah, the Time Jumpers play every Monday night down at Station Inn, and it's a pretty big band. This is a 9-piece band this time, and the ensemble was completely different this time. But a guy named John Huey used to play pedal steel. If nobody knows who John Huey is,
I know who John
all
Huey
that Conway
is.
Twitty stuff.
Yeah, okay.
All that Gil stuff. And he's got a new guy. You know, John died not a couple years ago. And so there's this new player that I think, Paul Franklin, I believe is his name. Boy, he ain't no slouch, I'll tell you. It was pretty much an ensemble, different ensemble. Yeah, Vince Gill sat in that night, and he sings really well. It was good, man. I enjoyed it. You know, Big Dan can tell you. He's seen them.
Oh, yeah. I've witnessed the...
You've seen the Time Jumpers?
The glory of the Time Jumpers firsthand.
Well, they just make you want to come home and sell all your shit.
Right.
You know?
They're one of those bands that you're just like, fuck yeah. This, I'm done.
I am way behind.
Yeah, so Vince Gill was there, but he wasn't even the best musician on stage, right? And then that motherfucker can pick, right?
Yeah, he's a good picker, but I'd say he was the weakest link.
Wow, that's saying something right there. These guys are monster players, I mean, for sure.
Well, yeah, you know, you got people like there's a guitar player up there named Andy Reese. I mean, you ain't gonna touch that motherfucker. Jesus Christ, you know, he's a swing playing mighty, mighty man. that three, Joe Spivey on fiddle, Kenny Sears on fiddle, and this new guy, they used to have this guy named Aubrey Haney. But he's no longer with them, and now it's I can't remember his last name, Franklin, Tommy Franklin or something like that. But that guy was, wow, he was something else too, just smooth. Big Dan would say automatic.
Automatic. Do you know who Buddy Spiker is?
Buddy Spiker, yes.
Yeah, I saw him play one time.
Is that right? He's automatic too.
He's definitely automatic, yeah.
Right on. Well,
I had a feeling you guys was going to do the podcast. Charlie went to Florida, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I tried to call him and I couldn't get a hold of him. So I'm waiting for him to call back, or I'm going to call him again here in a minute.
Oh, so I was the second call?
Well, you know, we were obviously going to call you because you're part of this podcast.
Don't be that way. Don't be that way. You're not even in Texas. Fuck you. We didn't even have to call you.
You know, that's the great thing about Big Dan. He just ties it all together, doesn't he?
Yeah, man. I'm
just like, fuck you, Eric.
I'm the rug that gets pissed on. That's what I am.
That's it. Tying it all together. All right, Eric. It's good to hear from you. Fuck you, and we'll see you next week.
All right. I love y'all. And
fuck with it. All right, man.
Take care.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Hey, be careful, and I'll holler at you.
All right. Just hang up.
All right.
All right. See you, man.
Later.
Hey y'all, this here's Kenny Bear from Kenny Bear Brewing Company. You parks clean down to your gizzards? Are you drying up the fart dust through a screen door? Well, come on down to Kenny Bear Brewing Company. We'll wet your whistle. You in the mood for some vittles? Well, goddammit, don't stare at me like that, motherfucker. We'll feed you too. So come on down to Kenny Bear Brewing Company, even if it's just for a friendly chat.
Kenny Bear Brewing Company, Cody Bow, Oklahoma. Where ass-eatings still don't cost a dime.
We're going to see if we can get Charles on the line. Mr. Charlie Shafter, see if we can
What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Charlie?
Nothing. What are you doing?
Oh, just hanging out with Big Dan over here. We're doing a little podcast. Thought we'd see how Florida was going with you.
Oh, it's going great. I just got out of the shower here, so I'm on the podcast.
Yeah. How's it going with the shower and everything?
Well, I'm putting on some slacks right now, and we're going to go out to dinner.
Oh, okay. So, how you're in Tampa? Is that correct? Or outside of Tampa?
Yeah, outside of Tampa. You know, it's called, a little place called Odessa.
Okay, so have you seen the ocean?
Not yet.
Ah,
you haven't seen the ocean?
I will tonight. I'm going to eat dinner on the ocean and on a boat.
Does it get better than that? I mean,
it can't.
I don't think it can.
So you're gonna have dinner on a boat?
Yeah, on a boat.
Nice.
It's gonna be great.
Do you have your boat shoes on?
Yeah, I do have my boat shoes on.
That's awesome.
I'm on the podcast. Say hi on the podcast.
Hi on the podcast.
Hi on the podcast.
All right, good. Tell Morgan that the podcast land says hello.
I will. He's locked out of the room.
Right on.
How's the podcast going? What have you guys been talking about?
What have we been talking about? We talked about Batman,
employment,
We talked to E.T. E.T. got a new guitar, so we've been talking to him about
that. Yeah, I heard about that. He called me, and he was really excited about it.
Yeah. We talked about R.E.M.
Oh, yeah, the tragic breakup of R.E.M.
Yeah, you got to talk about that. There's not much you can say, though.
No, not really. There's been, I mean, we've got some good stuff. We've been mining for gold and coming up with full hands.
Yeah, coming up with roses.
Yeah.
What else you got planned for your Florida vacation? Y'all going to swim with the dolphins or anything?
Well, we might go deep sea fishing tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
So do you do that with like a spear or some sort of gun?
I'm going to do it with a gun, with an automatic weapon.
Like an AK or a M16
no,
or something?
No, it's on the front of the boat, they mount a 50 caliber machine gun.
Wow.
So you take them out with those 50 cal.
That sounds a little dramatic. Are you shooting like whales or something?
No, just grouper.
Small coral that can't move.
Yeah, exactly.
I want you to bring us back some swordfish.
Sure, yeah, so are you bringing back fish for Big Dan? He wants some.
Yeah.
I don't know if we get to keep them or catch them or leave. I don't know.
Well, if you shoot them with a fucking machine gun, you figure they gotta let you keep them. I mean, if you...
No, I mean, how are you supposed to get them out of the water?
Well...
I just shoot them.
You man up and you grab a net and you... You have somebody hold you by the feet and you get down in there.
That's the other part of the deep sea fishing is then you got to jump in and go catch that body before.
Do what you want to do, Charlie. Yeah. Just do what you want to do.
Okay, I will. Well, I got to get going because I've got to get ready. We're running short on time.
All right.
All right. Well, good luck with everything. Have fun, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Have good luck on the podcast.
All right. Take care, man.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Othello told Desdemona, "Uncle, cover me with a blanket. By the way, what happened to that poison wine?" She said, "I gave it to you, drank it. Poor boy, laid him straight, picking up the cherries falling off the plate. Time and love has branded me with its claws. Had to go to Florida, dodging them Georgia laws. Poor boy, in the hotel called the Palace of Bloom. Call down to room service, stand up a room. My mother was a daughter of a royalty farmer. My father was a traveling salesman, I never met him. When my mother died, my uncle took me and he ran a funeral parlor. He did a lot of nice things for me and I won't forget him.
Okay, so now it's time for Song of the Week. And, We're going to throw this one to you, Big Dan. What's it going to be for Song of the Week?
I think it should be an R.E.M. song since we did discuss the breakup of R.E.M.
Good call. I think that's very appropriate. What's it going to be?
I think it should be the song Electrolyte, the final song on an album called New Adventures in Hi-Fi.
Tell us a little bit about this album while we pull this shit up.
New Adventures in Hi-Fi was an album that was recorded... in like 1995. It was released in 96, but they just put out Monster, and they were touring behind the album Monster, and they had all these other badass songs that they wanted to record, and they recorded them at like sound checks and studios on the road. They did it all like while they were on the road, you know what I mean?
That's cool.
Like they would record it on stage and stuff like that.
So it's not actually in front of people, but like
No. It's
but they did do it on the road.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, they were, like, you know, a lot of these songs were recorded on stages, some of them in studios, some of them in, you know, just, like, rooms, you know, like, the green room of somewhere, you know, just random places. But,
yeah,
it's definitely one of my favorite records of all time, and the song, it seems like an appropriate song to play when talking about the ending of my favorite band.
All right, well, here it is, Electrolyte.
Your eyes are burning holes through me. I'm gasoline. I'm burning clean.
century go to sleep. Your Pleistocene. That is obscene. That is obscene. You are the star tonight. Sun electric out of sight. Light eclipse the moon tonight. Electrolyte. You're out of sight. If I ever want to fly Mulholland Drive, Hollywood is under me. I'm Martin Machine. I'm Steve McQueen. I'm Jimmy Dean. You are a star tonight. Sun electric out of sight. Light eclipse and moon.
Yes.
Right on, man. I really like the banjo and the piano together.
Yeah, I know. It's just, it's good shit.
It's a nice mix. And I like knowing that they, you know, recorded this kind of on the road and not in a stuffy studio situation.
Right. And I actually just bought this today. It has a DVD with it of like a documentary about, and I've never seen it.
Really?
Otherwise, I wouldn't have paid for something I already have. But
well, fuck, we should watch that after this podcast is over.
Okay,
because it's almost over. But
we're coming to the end of another beautiful podcast. Sans Charlie and E.T.
That's right. But we did have Charlie and E.T. We'd like to thank Charlie Shafter and E.T. for being on the show today.
Yes, we would.
And we'd also like to thank Starfire Hot Sauce and Kenny Bear Brewing Company in Godibo, Oklahoma for sponsoring the show.
Yeah, uh-huh. We've got more sponsors on the way.
That's right. And if you would like to sponsor the show, send us an email at starfireandcharlie@gmail.com. And we'd like to thank you for listening, bitches.
Peace out.
See you next time.
For producer James the Robot, technical engineer Nikola Tesla, and your host Starfire on the Mountain and Charlie Shafter, this has been another episode of You Can't See Us. Thank you.